This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State auditors estimate $73 million in fraudulent unemployment claims were paid over 14 months. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The estimate of $73 million lost is about twice as much as the state had previously confirmed. Part of the issue was the enormous surge in unemployment claims early in the pandemic. Plus, auditors found that the state labor department needed more uniform policies and controls. The state has installed new security software. However, that software has accidentally stopped payment to some people with legitimate claims. Other states have reported even more widespread unemployment fraud. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The RTD board votes tonight on a big raise for the Denver Area Transit Agency's CEO. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Deborah Johnson took over the top job at RTD a year ago. Since then, she's made rebuilding the agency's depleted staff and addressing its long-standing money problems some of her top priorities. And her bosses, the 15 members of the RTD board, they seem to like her performance so far. They'll vote tonight on a 6% raise, or nearly $19,000. That would push her salary to more than $330,000 a year. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Canyon City has approved plans to develop the historic Holy Cross Abbey into residential and commercial property that preserves the building. The site once housed a monastery and a Catholic school. 51 degrees in Denver and Fort Collins, 45 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.